Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, and we will be joined by my co-host in just a moment, Coach Rob Regish, to perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where we answer your questions about everything and anything. Nothing is off topic. Most of the questions tend to be about training, nutrition, drugs, sometimes sex, supplementation. But there are some odd questions that we get to answer as well. We have to be careful. So if it wasn't the last Blueprint Power Hour, it was the one before that, was actually censored and removed by YouTube because we talked about personal experience with the vaccine. You can't do that anymore. You can't have an opinion about this. If you have an opinion, it's considered medical disinformation. God forbid you have an opinion. Anyway, of course, we have to thank our title sponsor, and that is Legendary Foods. Right now, if you go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary, you will be presented with lots of fantastic products. Seasoned nuts, flavored nut butters, no sugar. Their whole thing is very, very low sugar. If you want to keep sugar out of your life, the place to go is to Legendary Foods. Again, shrnetwork.biz/legendary. Their most popular product right now is the Tasty Pastry. You will swear that you're eating something that you shouldn't be. It has less than 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of protein, and I swear I eat them because they taste good. And there's a benefit, too, because they keep me in my dietary lane at the same time. If you use the code SHR10, you'll save 10% off. And if you listen for the commercial during the commercial break for the secret word, email the secret word, including your mailing address, to onair@superhumanradio.net. We'll send you a free box. It doesn't get any better than that. You know why they send it, they do this? This is the same thing that Ron and Shannon Penna did when they had Quest Nutrition. They gave away bars because they knew they were so delicious that people would buy them. The Tasty Pastry is the same thing. If you eat one of these, you're going to want them in the house all the time because you really feel like you're eating dessert, but you're not. You're eating something that actually fits into your dietary program. Okay. Without further delay, let's fire up Rob's music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Excuse me. Usually it doesn't happen till later in the show. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. It's 86 degrees up here. Feels like 92 with the humidity. But the important thing is this. It's not raining. And we've had torrential rains from that hurricane that came up here last couple of days.
It hit Boston, I heard, pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, it was weird. It looked like it was moving more towards us. We're out towards the western end of the state. But nope, I guess Boston got it. And, you know, what do you say? Once every 20, 30 years up here, usually.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
It went right by New York. It hit Long Island because Long Island is out there in the water, but right. New York didn't really get fazed at all by it.
Well, that's fortunate, given the news I was watching, they were thinking the worst.
What's going on with you? What's new?
Well, I can't say much. Actually, I was told not to say anything. But next week's show. At this time, I will be making a major announcement. I can't say much more. I need to leave it at that. It's only 6 days to wait, right? 7 days. But we're going to have a big announcement here. And I don't do that often. And, you know, if I'm asked and I don't have anything to pimp, I'll tell you that too. But it's a real deal next week.
Do you remember talking about John Meadows on this show after he passed away?
Yes, I remember that. As part of the last episode or the one before
I think that's
that.
The one that was banned. It may have been the one that was banned. I'm not sure. But banned on YouTube. Those of you who are watching on YouTube right now, we didn't stop doing the show. YouTube blocked us from streaming the show because we had an opinion about something. So during that show, we talked about whether or not John Meadows had been vaccinated. And someone, I don't remember who it was, took the time to go and listen to his last podcast that he did with somebody where he actually talked about the vaccine. He said that he didn't want to get it and he was holding off as long as he could. He really didn't have any intention of getting it if he didn't need to. And I proposed that he was getting ready to do a seminar overseas. And I was thinking, you know, if he goes anywhere outside the United States, he's going to have to get vaccinated because they have the vaccine mandate. So Bill Toko, who is a friend and a friend of the show, he's been on the show, texted me last week and said, it turns out John did get the vaccine.
Wow, that's big news. I remember the consensus when we ended the issue was that he did not get it.
He did not, right. It turns out that he did get it. Why did he get it? Well, it could be because he coached young kids, you know, football and all that sort of stuff. It could be that the inevitable was that he was going to go overseas to do a seminar and he was going to have to get it anyway. And you got to get two and they got to be a month apart. And I said, even if he did get the vaccine and he did die from the vaccine, it would be discounted because he had a heart attack last year, of which his cardiologist will probably attest to, that he was back to 100%, which I happen to know he was, back to normal. And he's a bodybuilder, so he will be suspected of using anabolic steroids. Ooh, anabolic steroids. And so even if he did die from the vaccine, they're going to discount it and say he didn't. But Elisa did some research, and she found that on his death certificate, he died of a coronary embolism. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
That's a blood clot.
Right. It's in the heart valves.
He died from blood clots. And what does everybody get from this vaccine right now?
Yep.
Blood clots.
It's that damn spike protein. But that's
I feel terrible because this all could have been avoided. This guy literally escaped the jaws of death last year only to get a vaccine and end up dying. Now, did he die because of the vaccine? We can't say that. I'm not saying that. But isn't it suspicious that he died of a blood clot and everybody who gets his vaccine ends up with blood clots?
It's tragic. You know, I've seen it myself personally, and they're going to have to come and get me to stick a needle in my arm and say, you're going to get vaccinated. But that's just me, you know. Everyone's different. Everyone's situation's different. I have a really good immune system. I don't have any underlying conditions. I tend to my physical health and otherwise. So, you know, you got to weigh, right? What are the risks of the vaccine and what are the risks of not getting it?
I think if I was in my 80s, I'd get it. So here's another interesting discussion. The weaker your immune system is, the least likely you are to actually react to this vaccine.
Just like the flu vaccine, right?
Yeah. So anyway, I don't want to get this banned from YouTube now because we're talking about something that's all factual, and we are not making medical misinformation. So YouTube, leave us alone. Okay, so the first question comes from Mike Deemers. He says, here and there I'm seeing weight gainers again. I know. Isn't it funny how they're reviving those? Some of the formulas look a lot better than way back when. Do you still have any value? Do they still have any value?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, right? And they are starting to pop up again, as you alluded to. I think in the last... Is muscular development, is that the last newsstand mag that's still out there?
Yeah, I think so.
I flipped through one real quick the other day, and I saw a couple of weight gainers. I just smiled. But here's the deal. I think the premise of weight gainers have value. In fact, I think they have a lot of value because when it comes to growing muscle, right, it takes a lot of calories. And it's a metric that is not as closely, let's say, adhered to or even followed versus something like grams of protein. If I walk up to somebody in the gym and say, how many grams of protein are you taking in a day? 9 out of 10 of them will probably know. I ask that same question about calories, deer in the headlights. Deer in the headlights, and it's unfortunate because, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. You show me the guy that's eating, 2,000 calories a day and, you know, everything else is in order. And then show me the guy that's doing the same exact thing, but he's eating 4,000 calories a day. 9 times out of 10, that guy's going to be a lot bigger. He's going to grow a lot more muscle. But again, it's something that people kind of lose sight of. Anyway, the weight gainers of today, how do they differ from yesteryear? Well, yesteryear, the big thing was serving size. So I remember when Twin Lab came out with Gainers Fuel 1000. That was a big deal. And when I stopped paying attention, they had like Russian Bear 5,000 or 10,000, something like that, like 10,000 calories in whole milk, you know, one serving per bucket, whatever it was. But here's the thing, and this is partially also what killed the weight gainer craze. Calories beyond excess needed, right, to grow new muscle, turn to fat. And a surefire way to add lots of fat, especially around your waist, is ingesting calorie or shakes that are 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 calories a pop. All right. So that was a problem. Secondly, the ingredients. The vast majority of old school weight gainers consisted of maltodextrin. At the time, it was, I don't know, 50 cents a pound. It might be a buck a pound today, but you could
And let's be honest. It's a simple carb. It hits your bloodstream very quick. You may as well just use table sugar.
Right. So, you know, there's a monster profit margin on that product, too. So understand that. Now, in fairness, some of the products that I've seen today are better thought out. They use better carb sources, better proteins, some of the other bells and whistles that'll put weight on you, like creatine. But mercifully, the calorie count on these is not like it used to be. Most of them are under 1,000 calories a shake, which if you're using that shake to supplement your meal, you know, 500 calories at a pop is appropriate. And it's a very good, let's say, amount of calories to add daily over a week's time to see if it starts to move the needle, literally, right, on the scale to see whether or not you're starting to gain weight. And then from there, we can do a body fat assessment and figure out, you know, if you're gaining muscle. The truth of the matter is the best weight gainers are the ones that you make yourself. And they're really easy, especially once you get the hang of it. So, you know, I can remember milk, natural peanut butter, bananas, wheat germ, oatmeal, yogurt, right, all that stuff. Honey. I used to love the honey. Those were all in the shakes that I used to make. And now remember, this is before whey, and I've got no money. I'm in college. We would use raw eggs. We'd go to the farm, buy big flats of eggs like this, and throw them in there. Today, you know, fortunately, you got things like Thrive. You don't have to risk salmonella poisoning. Although I'll tell you this, in 5 years of drinking those shakes just about daily with raw eggs, I only ran into Sal once. Having said that, he's not a nice guy, and that was enough for me. So, one more thing on the ingredients. If you're really underweight like I was when I started, extreme ectomorphs, throw some ice cream in there, man. You know, you don't need to be, and you can't really eat an appropriate amount of calories if they're 100% clean. Finally, if you are interested in a pre-made product, I would suggest Beverly Nutrition's Mass Maker, if they still make it. I think they do. Beverly, you don't hear about them much. They made, or they may still make, medical-grade proteins. But their weight gainer Mass Maker is what I would call an honest, really honest product. A couple of different longer acting carbs, real good protein source, and it tastes really good. I don't know how they flavor it, but however it works, I like their vanilla, and I don't like many people's vanilla. But I hope that that helps.
You know, I'm pretty sure Redcon One has, or a weight gainer. They have two different meal replacement products. They have MRE Light, which is animal-based protein and ultra-low-carb, low-fat. And then they have the MRE animal-based protein, the regular one, which has fat and it has CLA in it. It has a bunch of really good fats. And it, I believe, and I, before I say this, I want to look at it. I believe the carb source is actually oatmeal.
A lot of good gainers are using oatmeal.
Yeah, rolled oats.
Right.
And then they use beef protein, isolate, pea protein, brown rice protein, chicken protein, egg albumin protein, salmon protein. So I think that the MRE product, and it's 530 calories a serving. That's four scoops and 47 grams of protein a serving. But it's high carb, but it's getting it from rolled oats. So, you know, I mean, and if you use the code SHR25, you'll save 25% off everything over at Redcon One. So I would give them a shot also, since they are, in fact, a paying sponsor, and they make great products.
I've heard the taste is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Everything that comes
I haven't had it yet. I'm going to try to pick one up. I'm going to go to the Vitamin World or whatever later.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, the whole idea behind Weight Gainers is convenience. It's assuming that you can't eat the 5,000 calories a day that you want to hit. And
but
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a very true statement that it's a lot easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat it, chew it.
You know, if you have three meals a day and you have two weight gainers a day or meal replacements a day, you can hit your goals pretty easily. Dean Paulson points out that Redcon One just stopped sponsorship of the Arnold events. And I'm very proud of Aaron. I didn't make a big fanfare on social media. I actually texted with him. And I told him how proud I am of him because he took a stand, a very, some would say unpopular stand, if you're part of the woke minority today. They're very vocal. You think there's more of them, but there's not. But he, after Arnold said, screw your freedom, get the vaccine, Aaron pulled, and literally, you know, Aaron and Redcon One was probably the largest sponsor the past few years of the Arnold. They probably spent a couple $100,000, not to mention hotel rooms and everything else, just at the Arnold.
Wow.
So, you know, Arnold shot himself in the financial foot here. And I hope other people follow in suit. Arnold, look, I stopped following Arnold 4 years ago when he started telling people go vegan. Arnold is a sellout. That's why he's a politician. You know, that's why he's part of the Hollywood establishment. He's a rhino if you're a right-wing person. He's a rhino. He's Republican in name only. Because everything he does is kind of like what Mitt Romney does. So I stopped following Arnold a long time ago, and I hope more and more people start to abandon him. I really do. Because you know why? Because screw your freedom, really? Like, Arnold, you're here in the United States from Austria. You know what it's like to live in a country where you don't have the freedoms that you have in the United States. You don't become who you are without the freedom that this country has offered you. And now you're like, screw your freedom, get the vaccine. No one knows how this is going to turn out yet. Yeah. And let me remind people of something. FDA approval means nothing. In fact, it means less than nothing. And here's why I'd say that. Because the FDA approval gives people a false sense of confidence. Those 56,000 people that Merck killed with Vioxx took that drug because it was FDA approved. After 56,000 deaths, then the FDA came back and pulled Vioxx and then blamed it on Merck because they said, oh, Merck covered up This is the real science. So let me get this straight. You're the organization tasked with protecting Americans from these types of problems. You don't have the scientific brain trust to do the science yourself and reproduce it like Merck did. No, you just take what Merck gives you and rubber stamp it and tell people it's FDA approved. But in reality, the FDA shouldn't be able to approve or disapprove anything, because all they do is read the stuff being handed to them and go, yeah, this looks good. Okay, we're going to approve it. It meets these criteria. But meanwhile, they lied to you. They lied to the FDA. I mean, if the FDA was a babysitter and I still had young children, I wouldn't let the FDA babysit my children, because they're incompetent.
That's a great analogy.
So if you think the FDA approval of this vaccine, it means anything at all, I'm sorry. You're a fucking idiot. That's it. Because the 56,000 people that died from Vioxx also thought the FDA approval meant something. So there you go.
Yeah.
Jerry Byers says, and we'll get to everybody's comments and questions, I promise. We always do. I'm thinking of coming off supplements altogether. I'm 40 years old and just haven't seen the return on my investment like I'd like to. I've used protein powder daily for years, multivitamins, caffeine, BCAAs, glutamine, and creatine, with not much to show for it. Am I just a non-responder to these products, or am I using them wrong, or are you expecting too much from them? That's a third thing that you didn't say. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's a powerful word, expectations, but I'll get to that in a second. Several of the products that he mentioned could be considered in the very top tier of, you know, the most solid research-based out there. Certainly, you know, high-quality proteins such as whey, casein, or even egg. The caffeine, you'll find conflicting stuff on branched-chain aminos, but they've been consistently mentioned in the top five, and, of course, creatine. The only questionable thing on that list, in my opinion, was glutamine and maybe the multi, depending on the formula. So I don't think he's using the wrong products. And it's unlikely people would be a non-responder, right, to both, let's say, whey and creatine. They should see something, you know. They should have shown some value, at least over time. But it gets back to context. And I'm gonna go back to the calorie example for a minute to show you why context matters. If you came to me and you said, hey, none of these supplements are working, I'm just going to stop taking all of them. I'd immediately ask that person, what are your goals? Right. And if like many, your goal is to gain muscle and a lot of it, my next question would be, okay, how many calories you eat? My point is this: somebody taking all those supplements, but they're only eating 2000 calories a day. Yeah. I can understand why they think they're probably not working. I'd bet any amount of money if that same person started eating 4,000 calories a day and used the same supplements, they would be blown away. Maybe even write some nice reviews, right, for the companies. You always come across that kid, you know, he's 16 years old, his hormones kick in, he just starts eating really big, and he gets a bottle of hedge clippings. He's going to think those
hedge clippings
are magic, right?
Right.
So I don't necessarily think that you need to discontinue them. I think you need to look at what you're doing and then adjust your expectations. The other thing is this: he's 40 years old. And so if you're 40 years old, you got a history of heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis. And you still want a little bit of muscle, but you also want to be healthy, right? To watch your kids and your grandkids grow up. In that case, I think it would be an even bigger mistake to ditch supplementation altogether. And why do I say that? It is because I'm of the firm opinion that if supplements do one thing well, it is prevent underlying disease, right? Sickness, whatever you want to call it. Things like vitamin C, D3, magnesium, ginger, right? We've talked about it a million times. Glucosamine, curcumin, K2, all of those things have been scientifically proven to prevent either inflammation or related problems before they start, which is the real trick, right, in staying healthy. We don't want to wait around until we have diabetes, right, or we're obese. So it stands to reason, at least in my mind, if you can take those type of preventative supplements and put it on your side of the ledger, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. Look, my wife, she's had more than one cyst, right? They found one on her spine and elsewhere. And I got to tell you, when they go in and they say, we're going to look at it and see whether it's benign or cancerous, that's a long wait. It's a long time. And during that time, you think about, have I done everything that I could have done, you know, to keep her healthy? Was she using everything that I could have put on her side? And knock on wood, you know, they've all come back benign. And you were a part of that too. Remember Ginger with the skin cancer?
Mm-hmm. It went away, right?
So I think it would be an even bigger mistake to turn your back on supplements past age 40. That too is context, and that's why context matters. So understand your goals, the context of why you're taking the supplement, adjust your expectations, and I think you're going to find that you can usually find at least a few of them that are cost effective and benefit you. Not all of them are going to show up in the mirror. Many will show up on your blood work. It's up to you to find them.
You know what I'd say to you? I'd say that you should try eating enough food every day where you actually start to gain body fat. Think about this.
What I've always recommended is, listen, eat big until you see
fat.
But
shoot for fat. Look.
Once you see a little bit, you know, close to an inch coming on your waist,
I don't know if you can see that guy. Can you see him?
Cut it and diet for 2 weeks.
That's me at 330 pounds. You can't really see. The picture's not clear, but that's okay. My point is this. Supplements are just that, supplements. The gains you're looking for, the changes in your body you're looking for come exclusively from diet, exercise, and sleep. And saying that you're not seeing anything from supplements makes me concerned, because unless you're taking real drugs, testosterone, T3, where these things act very fast, supplements don't, they're not going to change anything. In fact, you may find that the fact that nothing has changed is the supplements. In other words, you haven't gotten weaker and out of shape, and your knees don't bother you and all because of the supplements you take. And as soon as you stop taking them, and maybe it would be good for you to take off for a while, take off for a couple months. But during those couple months, I would ask you to count your calories and add 500 calories a day until you start putting up, 500 calories a week until you start. I mean, so you're going to need 500 calories a day more for a week. And then go up another 250 calories the following week until you start getting fat. When you go, oh my God, I'm getting love handles, then back it down and stay there and train and sleep and watch what happens. I predict all the things you want the supplements to do will come out.
We know from multiple studies that simple overfeeding is anabolic. And what I mean by that is there is a rise in all related hormones
and tissue growth.
Not just testosterone, not just, you know, growth hormone, not just insulin. There is they rise in concert, and you will actually put on X amount of muscle over time without training. These people were simply overfeeding in the studies. Tells you something about the power of food.
All right, so we're going to take a break, but before we do that, we now have a sizable number of people on YouTube watching. Those of you who thought the show was gone, it wasn't. YouTube blocked us from streaming for 7 days. Excuse me, because we talked about the vaccine. And that's against their community property standards. So we're back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalized one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to shrnetwork.biz/InsideTracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside. Redcon One's new BAR bar is the ultimate soft-baked, protein-packed snack bar, powered by peanut butter. Perfect for while on the go to help curb hunger or sneaky sweet tooth cravings. With 20 grams of protein, use as a meal replacement bar or when you're in need of a high-protein snack. Eat a Redcon One bar as a midday snack or for fuel before an intense training session. Go to shrnetwork.biz/redcon1 and use the code SHR25 and save 25% off these delicious bars today. I keep saying the number one killer is insulin resistance. Managing blood sugar is the key to living long and aging well. But we all like to eat starchy carbohydrates and sugars from time to time. How do I manage this? I use a product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This easy-to-take supplement is the result of numerous tests to find the absolute best formula for maintaining healthy blood sugar. Blood Sugar Breakthrough works to safely lower blood sugar after meals so that you can maintain a healthy weight and redirect carbohydrates to your muscles where they can be burned as energy. This means you'll avoid the worst effects of high blood sugar, like weight gain and advanced aging, while enjoying more stable energy, mental clarity, and fewer cravings. Go to shrnetwork.biz/bloodsugar and save 10% with code SHR10 today. FDA. If you've listened to Superhuman Radio for any length of time, you know I'm a big proponent of peptides. One of my favorites is GHKCU, the blue copper peptide. It has the ability to repair and regenerate more youthful expressions of skin cells, reversing the signs of aging. Restore a Cell's stem cell awakening serum, along with their other products, contain potent formulations of blue copper peptide and only the highest quality organic ingredients. Superhuman Radio listeners can now save 25% site-wide. Buy their complete set and receive a free exfoliating cleanser. Go to shrnetwork.biz/blue and use the code SHR25. That's SHR25. Remodel your skin today. Knoll Creek Hemp Company's Delta 8 soft chews are the premier Delta 8 product on the market today. Knoll Creek's Delta 8 is produced from high-quality hemp-derived CBD oil, and soft chews are manufactured using proprietary nano-emulsification technique that ensures the Delta 8 soft chew will timely deliver the desired effects cleanly and consistently from piece to piece. In a space where at least 70% of the products fail to meet label claims and where most users of conventional hemp products are left disappointed, Knoll Creek's Delta 8 soft chews are a product you can trust. Visit shrnetwork.biz/delta8, that's D-E-L-T-A and the number 8, and use the code SHR20 to get 20% off your first order today. Is there something interfering with your happiness or ability to achieve your goals? BetterHelp can help. They will assess your needs and match you with a licensed therapist. This is not a self-help or crisis line. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of experts and are available worldwide without having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. Get the help you need and start living a happier life today. Go to shrnetwork.biz/betterhelp. That's better, H-E-L-P, and receive 10% off your first month of counseling when you use the code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We got plenty of comments and questions. Let's try to work through a few of these right now.
Yep.
Then we'll move on. Okay. Robert Thompson says, is natural immunity stranger than vaccine? I thought he said stronger.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, natural immunity is better than a vaccine because natural immunity gained by a mother is passed on to its children. A mother gets a vaccine and then has a baby. There's no protection conferred just from that standpoint alone.
Yeah. I'm 100%, you know, with you there. Your natural immune system is much better, in my opinion, assuming you've got a healthy functioning immune system, much better than getting some vaccine that's making a strange spike protein that's going elsewhere in your body and causing, you know, vascular damage. Now, they will tell you that spike protein will generate an antibody response, and you'd be less likely to get it. And if you do get it, it won't be that bad. I sincerely hope it does work that way for some people. I'm not convinced. I say, and I, listen, when you're of the opinion that my natural immune system is better than this jab that they want to give me, you know, you eat your own cooking. I don't know what more I can do to reinforce that point.
Well, look, the Spanish flu was conquered by herd immunity. They didn't have a vaccine back then.
Yeah.
The truth is polio was already on the down side when they finally came out with the vaccine. I think it took 20 years for the polio vaccine. 20 years as opposed to, you know, 6 months, what we're seeing now. But also, polio and smallpox are not carried by animals. See, these viruses that live in other species are still in our environment. And when your immune system gets... So a virologist will tell you, you're in contact with these viruses all the time. It's just whether or not your immune system is susceptible to them and you get sick from them, which almost always happens in the winter. Why? Because the sun produces 25-hydroxy and it protects you from these viruses. But when you look at naturally gained immunity, so we've had Dr. Suzanne Turner on the show talking about this same thing, and now I have a friend of mine. She is immunocompromised. She can't get the vaccine, but she did get COVID last year. And as a result, she's tested every 2 weeks for the antibodies. And the antibodies are still present over a year later. And she ended up with like 46 different antibodies from her one bout of COVID, which means that the body produces a broad spectrum of responses to the spike protein in COVID that probably protect you against the Delta variant and every other variant that's going to be coming down the pike in the next couple of years.
Right.
So your immune system is always better. CLA plus carnitine, is it still effective for training and body composition?
I was never a believer in oral CLA. I think it works great in animals and little furry creatures. I never see it do a damn thing in people. Carnitine was the second one?
Yeah, carnitine. Because carnitine is supposed to be a fat burner, technically.
Yeah, the only speculated place where that works, and this is coming from Dr. Deep Pasquale, was during a cycling, low-carb, ketogenic diet. He made that comment. Never forget, I remember reading that comment because I never got anything out of it. Perhaps that's why. I have heard from people that have gotten some results from the injectable. Never used it, never had a reason to use it. I would imagine if it's going to work, that's probably it, taking it like that.
Yeah, because you have to be fat adapted. So what carnitine is supposed to do is make mitochondria prefer fatty acids as a source of fuel. And same thing that growth hormone does, quite frankly. But you have to be fat adapted. If you have a lot of carbs running, if you have high blood sugar, it's not going to do anything for you. Dean Paulson says that Arnold is a shill for the vegan protein. He also says he owns shares in fake meat companies. and the World Health Organization is looking to ban kratom worldwide this week. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I had not heard that, and I'm glad he said something. And, you know, for the simple reason is this. I think a lot of people, including myself, had kratom fatigue because they've been trying to ban it for years, and they kept trying and they kept trying, and our representatives in Washington and other states were doing a great job. If they are really on the cusp of something this week, then that is truly unfortunate. The people I feel for the most are our veterans. Because I know a lot of guys that got off painkillers that use kratom.
President Trump actually did something very good when he told the World Health Organization, go away. We're done with you. Because this is a political organization. Don't forget, at the onset of this pandemic, they always sided with China. Always. And why? Because China was up their ass all the time working with them. The World Health Organization isn't about world health at all. It's about my control.
Doctor, my doctor said the same thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, what did he say? What did he say?
I brought up the WHO, and he said they have nothing to do with health, nothing to do. They're an organization that's political and purely political, yeah, is what he said. And he said, in fact, he said, I can show you, I don't know if it was a study or some warning from the CDC going back to the mid-90s about coronaviruses, the possibility of them escaping China, and the World Health Organization doing
nothing.
Zero.
I know.
So
John Peake says he bought two cases of FUBAR as soon as he heard that Redcon 1 took a stand against Arnold. I know. Let's see. Robert Thompson says, agree with you 100% about Arnold. He had freedom to screw his housekeeper. Yeah, he did. That's right. Let's see here. So Corn McLeod says he took the drug Pradaxa, and it's FDA approved. And now it's under a class action lawsuit for not working at all. I was on Pradaxa for a week. It was awful. Couldn't sleep. Was always in a bad mood, always hungry. I stopped after a week and went back to warfarin. Then he goes on to say he's not even on warfarin now. I'd love to hear what you did, Corwin. If you can put that out there, it'd be great.
And, I'm sure and really, people. I mean, I think the point I'm trying to get across is if it says approved, that doesn't mean works. It doesn't mean safe.
Right. It doesn't.
But that's the implication.
There's a Wikipedia page that you can go to, every drug that's been pulled by the FDA after it's been approved. Does anybody remember thalidomide?
Thalidomide. What was the diet drug that was doing heart damage?
Well, Fen-Phen. But that was baloney. It worked. They pulled it for another reason. That was political. But that just goes to show you that they're not really about the science. But for those of you who don't remember thalidomide, it was a drug used in the late 50s, early 60s that was designed to bring on labor faster in pregnant women. And it was – you need my name?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I got a package delivered. It was a drug – that was produced to bring on labor faster for women who were taking too long to have their babies. And what it did was the babies were born and they had – oh, maybe it was for nausea. I take that back. I think it was given for nausea. That's what it was. So women who were given thalidomide for nausea ended up having babies with no arms and no legs. Ugh. It was FDA approved, by the way. If you think FDA approval means anything at all, it means nothing. That's why when they say, oh, supplements aren't FDA approved, thank God. You know what? Then we have something to worry about. Robert Thompson says he realizes doctors know nothing about supplements. Many have advised him to stop all supplements, but admits that they know nothing about them. Dean Paulson goes on to say, Arnold, the eco-warrior that drives a Hummer. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Can you stream Spotify like Joe Rogan? Maybe. I'm going to have to find out. That's a good question. Dean Paulson also says, media not telling the truth in Florida. ER is packed with people with sore throats in hysteria from MSM. Wait. Let's not forget that in the middle of the night, guess where all the illegal immigrants are going, being shipped bus to? They have evidence of this. Texas and Florida. Now, why would they do that? Why would they take people coming into the country who clearly have COVID and send them exclusively to Texas and Florida? Maybe
bump
because
the numbers.
to make Texas and Florida look like they're doing the wrong thing. This government is so corrupt. It's baffling. It's baffling to me. We're going to have to get to the rest of these questions a little bit later. Oh, look at this. So here's how he got off of warfarin. He took a CBD called Trinity Oil. Good to know.
Good for him.
Very good to know. All right, let's get to a question here. So this question comes from Benjamin Hill. He says, you gave a great answer last week on triple drop sets. I tried them and loved them. Any other time-efficient methods beyond regular high-intensity training?
Yeah. Well, the good news is there's many, right? And unfortunately, most people's training library when it comes to time-efficient methods is hit, right? It's one set to absolute muscular failure. But that's not really the case. And consequently, most trainees that are really into it will go the other way with this thing. And what I'm talking about is, you know, they think it literally takes a PhD to come up with a training program that builds muscle. And in all my years of doing this, I have seen people poring over books and courses and, you know, used to be videotapes and CDs, and they've got charts and graphs and, you know, periodization, undulating periodization, wave loading. They are modeling everything, right? The whole nine yards. And here's the worst part. At the end of all of that, they still couldn't make a decision about what to do. So a fair number of them would call me. And my response really surprised a lot of them. What I said was, I said, look, you're going to walk in the gym, do your warm-ups, set a timer for 20 minutes. You select a weight to use on three exercises, the overhead barbell press, the pull-up, and the squat or the deadlift, and do as many reps of each as you can in that time frame. Stop at the end of 20 minutes, record that number, and that's your workout. And so I would usually, it would be like silence on the other end of the phone, or they would still be in analysis paralysis mode. They say, well, what exercises do I do first? What order? How long do I rest between sets? How much weight do I use? And I usually told them, I don't care. You will figure it out, right? You're going to figure out the optimal order of exercises for you, how much weight on each exercise for you, and how much to rest in between sets for you, to come up with a baseline number that you can now build on. And here's the thing. Almost everyone that tried it, right, was eating enough, grew new muscle, and they grew a lot of it. Likely because they were coming from 2.5-3 hour marathon workouts where the volume was like this, their intensity was like this. You've seen these people.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're half asleep or they're reading the newspaper while they're, well, training. Intensity is the most important fundamental. Intensity, volume, frequency. If you're not growing, look at intensity first. But the point is, that's how simple that it can be. Actually, it can be even more simple than that. Hit a timer for 5 minutes and do as many chin-ups as you can in 5 minutes. If it's 20, great. Next time you're going to get 21 or more. And that's how simple it can be. And I will guarantee you, if you continue to build on that workout, even if it's one rep going forward, you will make more progress in those 5 minutes than many people make in 3 hours, right? So there are a lot of people in our community, and I've been guilty of this too, okay? So it's not, I'm not just accusing everyone else and not me. Analysis paralysis. I've had it. The inability to focus on one thing, I've had that. Program hopping, I've been guilty of that too. But by telling someone, look, 20 minutes, do as many reps as you can on these three exercises, write it down, do more next time. That effectively removes all three things. The analysis paralysis, the you know, focus, and the program hopping. It brings it down to a level where they have to do big basic exercises that really matter, handle weights that really matter, and do enough volume to trigger growth. If there is a secret to success for most people, it's removing one or all three of those barriers. You know, now you can get fancier if you want, but not until you do something like this and give it a fair shake for like 6 to 8 weeks, because I'm telling you, most people, you'll be stunned at what you're able to accomplish.
It's amazing.
And so that's it.
Yeah.
Simplicity. Seek simplicity.
Working hard is the key to everything. It really is. Everybody's always looking for shortcuts. Get in the gym, train for a long time, train as hard as you can. If you can't train the next day, take off and then do it the following day. By the way, I was recently accused in a post of mine where I put that big fat Carl in the post. by some guy who said that he listens to the show periodically and knows that I prefer I take more days that I don't train than I do. And I thought, when have I ever given that impression to anybody on this show? Like, have I ever recommended taking more days off than days on?
No, I don't recall that, no. If anything, I used to think you trained too frequently.
and maybe I did, and that's why I injured myself. But I was like, who is it? I said to this guy, you must be thinking of somebody else, because I've never thought that taking more days off than training was a good thing, and I've never promoted it either. But I do, I will take, you know, I'll train every other day for a while. I'll train 3 days in a row and take 1 or 2 days off. But I just thought that was humorous. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Go ahead. I'm sorry, you're going to say something?
I was just going to say, but even if it was true, you took more days off than you did. Listen, if you're still gaining, I don't care if you got to stand on your head, eat tasty treats, you know, do it if that's what gets you gaining.
Well, I went to this guy's Facebook wall, but I didn't want to be a dick. And like, I looked at pictures of him, and, you know, he's lean looking, but he has no appreciable muscle at all. Yeah. And I was going to click one of his and click one of mine, you know, put them side by side and say, of the two of us, who looks like, which one of us looks like we train more than the other? I was going to do it, but I thought, you know, that would be very, very dickish of me. So I passed.
A lot of wasted energy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. Stay tuned. We got plenty more questions and comments from people in the audience. We'll be right back. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot Fudge Sunday. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today. FDA. Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High quality, pasture raised, great tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose to tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use code SHR20 to save 20% off your entire first order.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I need to share with you all a revolutionary new wearable technology called HapV. HapV allows you to enjoy the effects of caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, melatonin, and muscle relaxants without actually ingesting anything. Yes, really. They figured out the unique magnetic signature of each of these molecules and recorded them. Just put the HapV on, choose the signal you want, and it starts projecting the magnetic signature of that molecule that you choose. Like coffee for feeling alert. Go to HapV.com/SHR. That's HapVee.com/SHR to learn more and unlock an $80 discount exclusively for the Superhuman Radio listeners.
I would easily say that I am the hugest proponent you will ever meet to doing anything that will improve the quality of my sleep. And that's because sleep is linked to just about every metabolic disorder we see in our population today. One of the easiest things you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is to get a pillow that can be shaped into the exact form factor that allows you to get your best night's sleep. And that is MyPillow. I've been sleeping with MyPillow for a few years now, and I can tell you that when I have to travel and stay in in hotels, I don't get a good night's sleep because I don't have my pillow with me. Right now, you can save up to 60% off of everything offered to improve the quality of your sleep at shrnetwork.biz/mypillow when you use the code SHR. Or you can call toll-free 800-889-4938. And remember to use code SHR to save up to 60% off of everything at their website. If you've listened to Superhuman Radio for any length of time, you know I'm a big proponent of peptides. One of my favorites is GHKCU, the blue copper peptide. It has the ability to repair and regenerate more youthful expressions of skin cells, reversing the signs of aging. Restora Cell's Stem Cell Awakening Serum, along with their other products, contain potent formulations of blue copper peptide and only the highest quality organic ingredients. Superhuman Radio listeners can now save 25% site-wide. Buy their complete set and receive a free exfoliating cleanser. Go to shrnetwork.biz/blue and use the code SHR25. That's SHR25. Remodel your skin today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
We got a lot of comments and questions lining up. Let's go ahead and do, we have one last question, and then we'll take a break and do the blueprint tip of the day. So after this question, we'll go through all the other live questions and comments. Dino Cicchetti says, a question on brain fog. I've got it pretty bad. Is there anything that really helps? Is Bacopa a good product to use?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I don't think we've gotten it before. At least I haven't. And it's timely. And I say that because I don't know if it's the pandemic or what, but I'm hearing from more and more people that are struggling with this brain fog. I just, you know, can't get it going. And I struggled with it myself in my younger years and pretty darn bad. And of course, you know, you're 15, 16, 17, you don't know what to do, until I found ephedrine, which, you know, listen, virtually any stimulant is going to make your mind work faster, but that doesn't address the underlying problem, which I'm convinced in many, many cases, not all of them, but many, is diet related. Simple fact, right? When your blood sugar is low, you certainly get brain fog. You're not on top, you know, of your game. Conversely, when it gets too high, you can have brain fog there too. And you can also get it when, for example, you've had a very large meal and there's a lot of tryptophan in circulation, right? Because insulin has an affinity for all the aminos, not so much for tryptophan, though. Consequently, you wind up with large amounts, you know, going through the bloodstream, eventually makes its way up to the brain, and now you feel sleepy. So for those and other reasons, I think brain fog in a lot of cases is related to people's diet. I think it's insulin, you know, blood sugar bouncing all around everywhere. I think if that became steady, you'd be much, much better off. I tried many different diets when I was trying to combat this. And I found two, ultimately, that worked. First was your typical bodybuilding diet, you know, small meals frequently, maybe 7 times a day, but no more than 400 calories a meal. What I found was if I was eating 5 or 6 or 7, make me sleepy. But, you know, 400 times 7 is 2,800. That doesn't feed the bulldog when you're trying to build muscle. And so while I never felt like I was starving on that diet, neither do you walk away from any meal, you know, feeling satisfied. The other is getting your body to fuel off of course, fats or preferably body fat for fuel using either intermittent fasting or a ketogenic diet. I've done both. Both of them make me feel sharper. Both of them were easier to stick to, certainly intermittent fasting, and I felt better. Stims, interestingly enough, stimulants and other things, as people know, like alcohol, hit harder on an empty stomach. Your blood-brain barrier is wide open, right? Different ball game when you're eating frequently. But Bacopa, in my opinion, never really moved the needle for anyone that I spoke to. I'm not saying it doesn't have any merit. I'm not saying if maybe combined with other things it's good. I just never heard someone say, whoa, you got to try this Bacopa stuff. But having said that, there are several non-stimulants that I did and continue to find helpful. Tyrosine, L-tyrosine, 3 grams. DMAE, dimethylaminoethanol, 200 milligrams. Choline or a choline precursor like citicoline, I don't know if that's a gram or two. If you can't use things or don't want to use things like ephedrine and caffeine, in addition to making those dietary changes, you're still looking for something to get the mind to work a little faster. Rhodiola would be my go-to as a non-stimulant to fire up brain activity. Many people, including my wife, right, find it quite stimulating. In fact, 2 Tranquilogen for her was way too stimulating, and there is nothing out, you know, there's no stimulants in there, no caffeine, no nothing. So rhodiola will do that to a lot of folks, and in some cases like this, it's desirable. Finally, I'll get to gut health. Now, I'll just come out and tell you, I'm not the expert in this area, but I have read enough studies to know that there is some link between gut health and so-called mental fog. What it is, how to best to address it, you know, other than eating a lot of pre and probiotics, I'm not sure. I'm not the guy on that. But I need to do more research on it. I really feel a lot of it goes back to blood sugar and then those other changes that I mentioned.
So brain fog is a symptom of a multitude of conditions. Everything from small intestinal bacterial overgrowth to chronic inflammation. When the brain gets inflamed, it becomes insulin resistant spontaneously. And if glucose can't get in and you're not using ketones or in a state where your body's producing ketones, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So I would ask you, Dino, and I think Joel Jah is saying, is there some underlying issue causing it, like sleep or another drug? Or there are several questions I have for you that I know I can't get answers for right now because you're probably not watching the show live. But do you get it in the morning? Do you feel better as the day goes on? Does your brain fog go away as the day goes on? This could be a cortisol issue. If you're using lots of caffeine throughout the day and you're like me where I literally bottomed out my adrenals from overstimulating them, you know, it could be a cortisol issue. It could be a chronic inflammation issue. It could be a blood flow issue. There's a lot of reasons. It could be that a high level of D-lactic acidosis, D-lactic acid produced by the gut when you have the wrong microbes in the wrong area of the gut. So this is a tough one to just recommend what you do. But I would start out with saying, are you getting it only in the morning? Does it go away as the day goes on? Do you feel energized at night? If you say yes to those kind of questions, then you may be actually having a cortisol problem. And that's causing your brain not to be alert in the daytime. There's a lot of things you have to tease out in order to determine where this is coming from. And just for the record, yogurt, sauerkraut, and all that sort of stuff, not necessarily good. Everybody thinks that getting more probiotics is the answer. It's not. Probiotics, eating lots of, like, I'll give you for instance. I completely effed my gut up because somebody sent me this, it's pronounced kvacha or something like that. It's a.
Kielbasa?
No. What?
Kielbasa?
No. K-E-V-A-C-H-A. It's a form of beetroot juice that has undergone fermentation. So it's got a lot of probiotics in it. And you're only supposed to take like a tablespoon a day. And I was literally drinking it out of the bottle. And for 3 months, my gut was effed up. So this idea that probiotics is the answer to everything is nonsense. In fact, many people are giving themselves stomach problems by their penchant to keep taking probiotics, eat a ton of sauerkraut and kimchi, you know, three yogurts a day. It's not necessarily good. I am very wary of probiotics now because of my experience with it several different times. I don't take any probiotics anymore. Not at all. I do take P3OM if I'm going to have a high protein meal, but I take one capsule. That's it. I don't mainline it. So that's just my two cc's. Let's see here. Let's go through some of these other comments and then we'll take a break and do the blueprint tip of the day. So, let's see. Where did I leave off? Dean Paulson said he was taking something for morning sickness. And I don't know what it was. I don't know where that came from. Maybe it was kratom. Dean also says a month or two after Trump said F you to the World Health Organization and the UN, COVID started. He doesn't believe it's a coincidence. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Let me see. I'm looking. Okay, so Andrew Scarborough, who is in the UK, asks for our thoughts on the X3 bar. I have one. Do you have one?
No, I don't. But I'll say this. I've heard from several people that do, and they loved it. And I hate it when this devolves into a bands versus free weights versus calisthenics thing. Look, bands, and I'm sure X3 is probably at the top of the heap or close to it. Bands are a tool. And so just like you wouldn't shoot your best round with just woods or just irons, you know, nor will you do your best with just free weights or maybe just calisthenics. Bands, as Louis Simmons has certainly proven, have a lot of merit, a lot of merit. And I think as you age, they opened up another possibility, other possibilities of exercises to do and do without getting hurt or aggravating injuries. So listen, I'm all for it, man. Any kind of resistance that you can give me, I'll look into it.
I like it. I have them. They were a sponsor of the show a couple years ago when they first came out. So I have a really nice setup. And I do use it from time to time. If I have to, if I'm home and I just want to try to get a pump on or something like that, I just don't think it's a replacement for actual weight. There's so much more neurological adaptation going on when you're holding two 50-pound dumbbells. So you're holding them. You grip because of gravity. And, right. You know, getting them into position and lugging them up and down. You grab that bar, it's got no weight. It doesn't have any resistance until you engage the bands. So you're not getting a lot of the supporting muscles activated with it. Now, does that mean it's not as good as resistance training? No, I think it's just as good. It's not the same. It's like saying, what should I buy? Should I buy a Ford pickup or a motorcycle? Well, they do very different things. They're both handy when you need one, you know, but they're not going to replace each other. So, but I do have them, Andrew, and I like them. I like them. I do use them from time to time.
One more thing coming
to mind.
Please,
please.
If I'm not mistaken, NASA was pretty high on resistance bands in terms of giving astronauts something that could keep the muscle or a majority of the muscle on them, allowing them to do right resistance exercise in space. The real big positive is they weigh almost nothing. So, you know, when you're paying $100,000 per pound that you're launching stuff into orbit and beyond that, you know, it becomes an economic issue.
Yeah, and weights don't work in orbit because you need gravity for weights
right.
to work.
That'd be real expensive.
Yeah, I could probably deadlift 2,000 pounds on the moon. Robert Thompson says contraindications for the COVID vaccine are listed on and are extensive on the insert from the manufacturer. Pregnancy, attempting to get pregnant, immunocompromised. They advise that you check with your physician, yet they have no liability whatsoever. I know. It's the whole situation is laughable. There are people right now, look. The European Union is using the same vaccines we are. Yet they have their version of the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, whatever it's called. They have now amassed 1.5 million vaccine injuries and 45,000 vaccine deaths. Yet, in the United States, same vaccine, nobody's having any problems. Go figure.
It's really stunning. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Moderna. We've all been conditioned to use the term vaccine. And while the mainstream media can wordsmith things and or lie to the American public, you can't lie to the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. So in Moderna's 10K filing concerning this product, it's not called a vaccine. It states specifically in there, the FDA considers it experimental gene therapy. If you don't believe me, look it up. It's not, the FDA considers that experimental gene therapy. At least it did at the time. I don't know if
they changed it. They may have changed it.
I don't know if approving things is going to change that, but look, man, I don't know. I do not feel anyone can give in doctor, whoever, give me true informed consent in order for me to make an educated decision.
Right.
How do you give someone informed consent if the safety studies are 2 years away?
Oh, yeah. They're not going to finish the 2025 until 2025, the safety studies on pregnant women.
And not
by then, a lot of pregnant women are going to get this vaccine and have problems.
And from what I heard anyway, the safety studies that are underway or were, they ended up giving the placebo group the vaccine anyway because they said it would be unethical not to give them that. No, actually, what would be unethical is to run a study with no placebo group.
Yeah, no control group, right.
Invalidating its findings. And therefore, again, nobody can give me informed consent. I can't make a truly educated decision. So, I don't know. Those are just a few of the things.
The whole thing is smarmy, but it doesn't matter because we know that the FDA is, they're just playing along. They're just doing what they're being told to do. Dean Paulson says that he's used resistant bands exclusively with a pull-up bar for 20 years. He lost a little maximum strength, but he is nearly 60 years old and he's maintained all of his muscle. And he also gives five thumbs up to Mike Lindell. Love Mike Lindell. So happy he's a sponsor of the show. The guy is a real patriot, real patriot. Joel Ja says, that was the question that we were answering about brain fog. Let's see what else we got here. Fermented foods as condiments, not mainstay. Good. Okay. Let's see here. Dean Paulson, the women's drug that causes thalidomide, it's actually a TH. I'm almost positive it's not P, it's TH. Let's see here. Let's see. Thalidomide. So it's spelled thalidomide. And that is the drug. It's called thalidomide. Was for morning sickness. Yes, thank you. That's what it was, nausea. I thought it was to bring on contractions, but it wasn't. It was given to women long term who suffered from real bad nausea, and now those poor children. Thousands of kids were born with no arms and legs in the mid 70s. Informed consent at Walmart Zoo State Fair, no physicians in sight. Yeah, and you know what the funny thing about that is? Lisa and I were at a state fair once. And they were giving away flu vaccines. And I asked for the insert. No one could produce the insert. It literally took them 20 minutes. I said, I'll wait. When they finally produced the insert, they only had one. The whole group there giving away vaccines only had one. And when I read it, it says right on it that it had mercury thimerosal in it. And I said to the... I said to the girl, have you read this? And she says, no. I says, you know it has mercury in it, right? She goes, that's impossible. And so I showed her thimerosal as an ingredient, as a preservative, and then I pulled up thimerosal on my iPhone and let her read it. And she looked at me and she goes, I didn't know that. And meanwhile, she's given away dozens and dozens of shots all day long. Oh, so, you know, these people who do this are not informed about what they're doing. They just think they're doing the right thing. A beer a day. Robert Thompson wants to know if a beer a day is a good thing.
I'm going to be honest and say I don't know. However, I suspect, like, you know, a glass or two of wine per day has benefits.
No, I disagree.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did. I don't think it's going to hurt you.
I definitely think it'll hurt you. I think it's a hard – yeah, because, look, ethanol is a neurotoxin like mercury. That's how it intoxicates you. There's a reason the word is intoxicate, because it's toxic. It actually binds to the GABA, one of the GABA receptors, the GABA 2 or the GABA 3 receptor, and makes you feel woozy and dizzy and sloppy and happy. And, you know, so if it's so good, why don't they start giving it to us when we're babies? And why don't we give it to our dogs and cats too? Because we should share goodness with them as well. This is confirmation bias. If you love to drink, and I love a buzz, don't get me wrong, I'll put down 3 or 4 Negronis in one night. But I'm not lying to myself and saying that alcohol is good for me. It's bad for me. It's bad for me like a lot of other things that I like to do once in a while. But no, alcohol is not good for you in any amount, because it is still a neurotoxin. And if alcohol's good for you in a little amount, then I guess I should have taken that thimerosal shot, because the mercury must be good for me in a little amount here and there as well. No, I disagree. No beer, no wine. If you really care about your health, you can't go, oh, but this is good for me. Andrew Scarborough says, we use the yellow card system in the UK. Adverse events are underreported. There are a couple of more natural vaccines for COVID, i.e., Sinovac, but they contain metals and efficacy is poor. You know, I am not against vaccines. The original vaccines came around during the Black Plague. The way they did this was they took people who got the Black Plague and were surviving it, and they ended up with these open wounds, weeping wounds. And what the doctors did was, they scraped your skin so that you were a little bloody, and then they took that pus and they put it in your skin. And you got sick for a day or two. You ended up, having fever and so on. But then after 2 or 3 days, you came out of it and you were protected forever. There was no adjuvants in it, no aluminum, no monkey kidney cells. There were nothing that's designed to improve shelf stability, so that they can make a vial and it'll last 5 years and they'll make all their money out of it. So this is where we went wrong. Vaccines are a good thing, but when we made them, when we started to put manufacturing profits ahead of the vaccine's purpose itself, that's where everything went wrong. Everything. So I'm not against vaccines. I don't know who this is, but people need to fight the mandates. They will push. They will put, of course they're going to push boosters. This is a virus that will keep coming back. It's in the animal population. The deer have it already. Your dog probably has it if you had it.
Yeah, it's going to be a world without end for viruses and vaccines. Ka-ching.
I've tried Kava. I didn't like it. It made me feel woozy and clammy. Somebody sent me a bottle. They wanted to be a sponsor on the show. You ever tried Kava?
I have.
What do you think of it?
I think, number one, it's very difficult to get the good stuff that's standardized for kava lactones. It's one of the few that you can feel, I'll give you that, but I don't think it has the kind of horsepower that something like Delta 8 is going to give you.
Yeah, Delta 8's magic, man. Delta 8. Elisa Profumo said to me the other day, I didn't think I could sleep any better. This is a girl who gets an hour and a half to 2 hours of REM and deep sleep every single night. Now she's getting 2.5 hours of deep and 2.5 hours of REM. She said to me, I didn't think I could sleep any better, but Delta 8 is improving my sleep.
Awesome.
I know. It's great stuff. All right. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay with us. Hey, this is Carl Lenore. Superhuman Radio is the longest-running health, fitness, and anti-aging podcast in the world, going into our 16th year of continuous production. If you have a product that you think would appeal to the superhuman nation, we can get you on the air quickly and inexpensively to help promote your brand. Join the ranks of some of the largest and most successful companies in the world who know how great it is to be affiliated with Superhuman Radio. Contact Dan Kopitzke today, at dan.kopitzke at superhumanradio.net to learn more. I need to share with you all a revolutionary new wearable technology called HapV. HapV allows you to enjoy the effects of caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, melatonin, and muscle relaxants without actually ingesting anything. Yes, really. They figured out the unique magnetic signature of each of these molecules and recorded them. Just put the HapV on, choose the signal you want, and it starts projecting the magnetic signature of that molecule that you choose. Like coffee for feeling alert. Go to HapV.com/SHR. That's HAPVEE.com/SHR to learn more and unlock an $80 discount exclusively for the Superhuman Radio listeners. Knoll Creek Hemp Company's Delta 8 soft chews are the premier Delta 8 product on the market today. Knoll Creek's Delta 8 is produced from high-quality hemp-derived CBD oil, and soft chews are manufactured using proprietary nano-emulsification technique that ensures the Delta 8 soft chew will timely deliver the desired effects cleanly and consistently from piece to piece. In a space where at least 70% of the products fail to meet label claims and where most users of conventional hemp products are left disappointed, Knoll Creek's Delta 8 soft chews are a product you can trust. Visit shrnetwork.biz/delta8. That's D-E-L-T-A and the number 8. And use the code SHR20 to get 20% off your first order today. Redcon One's new BAR bar is the ultimate soft-baked protein-packed snack bar powered by peanut butter. Perfect for while on the go to help curb hunger or sneaky sweet tooth cravings. With 20 grams of protein, use as a meal replacement bar or when you're in need of a high-protein snack. Eat a Redcon One bar as a midday snack or for fuel before an intense training session. Go to shrnetwork.biz/redcon1 and use the code SHR25 and save 25% off these delicious bars today. Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High-quality, pasture-raised, great-tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose-to-tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use code SHR20 to save 20% off your entire first order. Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalized one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to shrnetwork.biz/insidetracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside. FDA. Is there something interfering with your happiness or ability to achieve your goals? BetterHelp can help. They will assess your needs and match you with a licensed therapist. This is not a self-help or crisis line. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of experts and are available worldwide without having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. Get the help you need and start living a happier life today. Go to shrnetwork.biz/betterhelp. That's better, H-E-L-P, and receive 10% off your first month of counseling when you use the code SHR.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. All right, we got to get a couple comments out of the way before we move on to the blueprint tip of the day. Stephen Rushing makes an interesting point. He says exercise releases toxins, but that's not the primary action of exercise. Okay, it's a byproduct, but we'll get to that. Cooked meats has toxins. Plants we eat for health have toxins. Isn't it logically inconsistent to say all amounts of alcohol are bad because alcohol is a toxin? What about hormesis? And what I would say to that is this. There are certain things out there that have a redeeming quality. So let's look at it. First of all, less than 1% of all the plants on the planet are edible because they're non-poisonous. So we can't say, oh, well, plants have toxins and they're good for us. No, there's some toxins that will kill you instantly. Some will just harm you. So the degree of toxicity must be discussed first. There are no animals other than pufferfish and rattlesnakes that you could eat and be poisoned. None. As far as the toxins in cooked meat, are you talking about high heat cooking producing the advanced glycation end products in the meat? That's a byproduct of cooking. So eat raw meat and then there's no toxins, right? Or cook your meat slow and then there's no toxins. But when you look at something that is exclusively damaging, like mercury, right? So mercury, according to your comment, mercury actually could be a good thing because it would create a hormetic effect. But it's not. It damages the nervous system permanently. Alcohol is the same thing. Maybe alcohol in literally like eyedroppers amount could have a hermetic effect, but not 3 ounces of it in each shot, in each glass of a cocktail, and then three of those cocktails a night, three times a week, ongoing and ongoing. If you really believe in hormesis, you just need a little tiny bit, one or two times, and you're done. The idea that we indulge in alcohol kind of eliminates it from that argument. What do you think, Rob?
Well, like I said at the beginning, I don't quite know. Certainly too much is bad, but you can say that about a lot of things in life. I thought I remember reading studies about, what was it, trans resveratrol in red wine?
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits associated with that. I don't know if that still holds when you're just taking wine or getting it in wine, rather, or just taking trans resveratrol. But I don't know. You know, I'm someone who didn't take a drink for, I don't know, literally, I didn't take a sip probably 15 years, and I've come to enjoy one wine after dinner these
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm-hmm.
Not every single day, you know, maybe 5 days a week. But it chills me out a little bit. You know, it takes the edge off. And I suspect that's why people are, you know, doing it. Now, the question in my mind has always been, okay, we know what works for that at least. Is it hurting your efforts in the gym? I have not been able to discern that that's the case.
Well, okay, so according to Lane Norton, who is a pretty smart guy, it does shut down protein synthesis.
Wow, even small amounts, huh?
Yeah, so you're not going to see the gains. In fact, I had a couple drinks the other night, and I ended up taking 100 milligrams of Anavar as to push back. You know, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get any gains. I trained back that day, and I was like, man, I'm not going to get anything out of this. So I did take Anavar to help push back. Neither are good, the alcohol or the Anavar. Anavar is not metabolized in the liver. It's metabolized in the kidneys. So you don't end up with hepatic stress. But neither are good. But I was just trying to right a wrong. And he says, yes, I'm not worried about those toxins, just as I'm not concerned with the toxin from a drink of alcohol. The only reason why you're not concerned about a toxin from a drink of alcohol is because in our culture, it's embraced. I love to drink. I'd drink more if I could get away with it, but I can't because I feel like crap for 2 days afterward. That should tell you something. The fact that it takes me 2 days to get back to normal from three or four cocktails one night, when I was in my 20s, I could drink I actually had a bartender kiss my hand one night. I was on Metropolitan Avenue at a disco. This was in the late 70s, early 80s, called the, was it the Lemon Tree? And I drank apparently like a dozen martinis and I danced all night. And when I went to pay my tab, the bartender grabbed my hand and kissed it. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, I've never seen anybody drink that many martinis and not get carried out of here. Now, if I did that today, I'd be in a coma for 6 days. So, you know, the older you get, the more delicate your nervous system becomes. And you feel these things to a greater degree also. So that could be it. But, yeah, I mean, look, we pick our poison. I love a good cocktail. I just found old fashions with bourbon the other day. And, wow, I think I'm going to have another one. So but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the alcohol is good for me. I'm not.
Yeah, I'll just finish with this. I had one night in college like that, maybe two, and I learned real fast. You can squat heavy.
Or you can drink heavy. Yeah, that's good.
You're not doing both. Yeah. So I chose squatting heavy for a long time after that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is. It's the degree of toxicity that's the real issue. It really is. That's what it comes down to, right? The poison is in the dose. I mean, you could take very small amounts of arsenic and just be really sick for a while and not die. And then lastly, Robert Thompson keeps coming back to Guinness Stout having silica in it. Why would silica in a drink be a good thing? Silica is sand. I mean, I ate a lot of sand at the beach when my mother used to make potato and egg sandwiches, and I would get sand in them, and I'd feel it crunching. But why specifically is silica a good thing? And I do like stout, by the way. It's one of my favorite. I don't like regular beer. I love stout. I love stout. But why? If you could post while we do the blueprint tip of the day, we'll read it at the end of the show. Why is silica a good thing? Okay, so what is the tip of the day, Rob?
Well, the tip of the day has to do with leadership. And obviously, I'm referring in some cases, at least in part, to world events. But I'm also talking about you in the gym, because there are a lot of parallels. And so let me just lay it out for you. The events of this past week in Afghanistan have been an absolute disaster. Anybody that says otherwise is just in denial. The lack of leadership from the president on down has been disturbing and embarrassing, right? And so here are the parallels, though, okay, with you and your efforts in the gym. I always said training is a war. You don't go into the gym to appease the weights. You don't approach your training like it's patty cake. And you take no prisoners. You play offense. And you play to win. But without leadership and holding yourself accountable, I will tell you this, you will fail. You will fail. It doesn't matter how much food you eat, how many grams of protein you get, how many super supplements you're on. You will fail. Leadership starts with clearly defining the objective. Without one, you can almost guarantee failure. Right? I mean, you could get there and not even know it. So, you know, without a goal, you're shot. A solid objective, just an example, would be, you know, I'm going to do 5 handstand pushups with a 25-pound weight vest or a 500-pound deadlift or whatever. But those goals need to be clear. They need to be objective. They need to be on your refrigerator, and they need to be written down 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night. It doesn't take that long. And it really, really works to keep you focused. Now, there are some people that tell the whole world, I'm going to, you know, deadlift 500 pounds by the end of next month. And they like that because, you know, that puts the pressure on them. Whether you do or not really doesn't concern me. What's important is that you know what the objective is and you keep it the objective. Leaders also set deadlines or timetables, right, to achieve these objectives. They don't let others dictate the deadlines and the time frames to them. That is completely unacceptable. Even a fifth grader knows that. You want to fail fast in life? Let everyone around you tell you how to do something when to do it, why you should be doing it. It's pathetic. You're in control. Keep the goal, and make sure it stays that way. To get to your objective by your deadline, you're going to need a plan. Actually, you're probably going to need two or three plans because few things in life go according to plan. What will you do, for example, when, you know, your linear progression to 500 pounds fails? Do you have a plan B? Or at least a plan in place that will keep the gains that you've made while you figure something else out? The plan, at least in Afghanistan, if there was one, I'm not convinced that there was. Things obviously have gone horribly awry. And yours will too in the gym. Bet on it. It is an absolute certainty. Now, a lot of people, when that happens, they just hope things get better. Hope is not a plan. Let me say that again. Hope is not a plan. You're also going to need to do something else that good leaders do when things go wrong. You need to take responsibility for what went wrong and figure it out. More so, I think, in this sport than any other, right? It's all on you. Understand that before you get into this, there is one and only one person that is responsible for your failure or your success. That's you. Nobody else is going to let you down. You did. Not your training partner, not the Afghan army, not the supplements you were taking, not President Trump. You own it and nobody else. If you are incapable, I'll go so far as to say this. If you're incapable of taking personal responsibility for your failures, you don't belong in this sport. We don't want you. I don't want you. I don't need you. Find something else to do. Find some other activity like darts or something where you don't have to look in the mirror and say, I screwed up. Now I need to fix it. Because I can guarantee you're going to screw up, and I can guarantee you're going to need to fix it to get back on track. Now, I have seen in my 35 years guys with barely enough money to cover, you know, food and the rent, never mind supplements or super supplements. I have seen those guys build more muscle and blow past other guys that are using half a dozen anabolics and all of the rest of what's needed. And why? Because they had clear, measurable objectives. They wanted it worse than anything. They had a timeline, or at least a rough one, as to when that they would accomplish that. And they knew enough and had been doing this long enough to know that they needed plan B, C, and probably D when, not if, when things went wrong. Okay? They admitted mistakes. They switched gears. And ultimately achieve those goals. And in some cases, despite terrible things happening in their personal lives, okay? And I'm not going to go into it, but I saw some horrible, horrible things that people overcame to succeed, however they define success. You remember in Pumping Iron when Arnold was gearing up for the Olympia and his father died?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't play the woe is me card, you know? He didn't blame someone else, or why couldn't it be someone else? Why couldn't it be Franco or Ferrigno? He dealt with it. He kept his focus, and he got it done.
But he didn't like his father. He was cold. He was cold.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them were cold. They were cold fish, both of them.
Yeah. The point I'm trying to make is, right, obviously anybody's father, say my father, God forbid, dies tomorrow. I'm going to have to deal with that, but I'm not going to blame someone else for it. I'm not going to use it as an excuse to stop training and stop moving forward. I'm going to deal with it. Okay. And I will continue to make training mistakes. I'm going to look in that mirror and I'm going to say, you know what? You screwed up. Now you need to fix it. Here's what we're going to do. That is real leadership. Whether you're leading other people or you're leading yourself, that's the kind of leadership that is needed to succeed. So, look, I can't change the world. Neither can you. What we can do is change our little corner of the world And that starts with one person, the guy in the mirror, the guy or the woman in the mirror. And it's not a popular message today. Personal responsibility? Who the hell wants to hear about that?
No, everybody wants to be a victim today, and they want to blame everybody else for it.
Yeah, I mean, it drives me crazy. Obviously, I'm not happy with what's going on overseas.
What happened is on purpose. You can't if you believe that somebody didn't say, we're going to pull out and leave these guys $100 billion worth of arms so that they can start a war. Like, because don't forget, Trump had an exit plan in place and it was all funded. And in his exit plan, they were going to destroy everything, including gas cans. And at the last minute, and it was funded during the Trump administration. So the money was there to do this. It was this administration that decided to abandon that and just leave everything there. And if you don't believe this is on purpose, you should stop listening to this show forever. Don't ever fucking come back. Because this president did this so that he would arm the Taliban so that they could start wars and we would be back in a war. Don't forget, when Trump was voted into office, the first thing everybody on the left said, oh, he's going to get us in another war. And instead, he was getting us out of wars. No, I don't see anybody complaining that Biden has just got us into another war because he just gave the Taliban everything they need to start a war. And not just with us. The UK is pissed off at us.
Oh, yeah.
Other countries are pissed off at us, too. Now, you won't hear that on the mainstream media because they're just going to tell you what they want you to know, what they want you to think. But the UK is pissed off at us. They're like, how could they do this? This is the exact opposite of what governments have done when they've pulled out of countries in the past. They don't leave anything behind that you could shoot back at them with. This guy left everything. Everything. Well, but what do you expect when you vote a guy with dementia into office? You're getting what you deserve now.
My heart really breaks the most, I think, for the veterans. I think of that guy Tillman who turned down an NFL contract to fight for his country in a hellhole in Afghanistan and died. And he didn't die in vain. I don't think he died in vain because there were no terrorist attacks for 20 years. There's a reason for that. You can fight him here. You can fight him over there. Now, we're not going to have anybody over there. We need to go back.
Never
there,
mind that. But on September 11, something's going to happen somewhere, and it's going to be the Taliban. And really, really, Biden as the senior officer of this country should be impeached and jailed for what he has done to the world, to the world.
And the worst part is Bin Laden was right? They found that intelligence that had all of the
somebody US just told me about this. And don't kill Biden because he's our biggest asset, they said.
Right. He's going to be more help to our cause alive than dead.
I don't know if anybody checked to see if that letter was real or not, but it is pretty funny if it is real. It really is.
It's out there. I mean, you'll see.
We have one last question to answer before we pull the plug on the show. So Cole Back says, I've been on TRT for 4 years now, and I'm having all the symptoms you described two episodes a couple days ago. Yeah, when I talked about you start losing hair, you don't feel as good as you did when you first got on. He said, I bought some progesterone to help. The grogginess and the little bit of shedding. My question is, how much should I be giving myself? Should I take it forever? Once my DHT levels lower, permitting that this treatment works, do you think I'll be able to increase my amount of testosterone? I'm currently taking 0.4 ml. So let's say it's 200 milligrams. So he's taking 180 milligrams a week altogether. I do not take any estrogen blockers. I don't believe in them. I would say that if you're using a topical progesterone, I would start out with probably the equivalent of 40 milligrams, depending on how much is in the pump. Rub it on your wrists, inside your arms. Do it before sleep. If you're waking up really super groggy, back it down. But that's all it should take. That's all it really should take to turn the 5-alpha reducer phase off and get your DHT down. That's all it should take. 40 to 60 milligrams transdermally.
Yeah. I remember writing about that and using it years and years ago. It's funny that you brought that up. The only other thing I was going to say is, you know, after someone's been on TRT for a long time, I usually ask them, have you checked your other precursors, DHEA, androstenedione, pregnenolone? Pregnenolone alone can help a lot of guys. They're a little surprised by it because, you know, you don't hear about it. It is assumed, I think, that pregnenolone is weaker than DHEA. And I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think it buys you more than DHEA, in fact. Maybe not in conversion steps to testosterone, but in other places, like the brain.
Boyd Starr says, who took everything to Afghanistan? Don't blame the last man standing because he is a Democrat for everything that happened over the last 20 years. I'm absolutely blaming him. I'm going to repeat something because you obviously didn't hear it. The Trump administration had an exit plan that was already funded where they were not going to leave anything behind. This president decided to abandon that exit plan and leave everything behind. How can I not blame this president, Boyd? I'm going to wait for your answer, too, because he's the reason they have $100 billion worth of our equipment. It's Trump. It's not Obama. It's not Bush. It's not any of the presidents before him. It's not Clinton. The exit strategy that was employed that has now put the world on edge was employed by this president. And he didn't have to do it because there was already an exit plan that was funded during the Trump administration. He just had to follow it.
Yeah, it's not a – see, here we're starting to get into the blame game, right? And that's not what this is about. But for the sake of argument, let's say we assigned the previous three presidents a third each responsibility. How many toys are there right now is not the issue. The issue, even withdrawing, is not the issue. The issue is how it's been done. Personally, I think he wanted administration moment on 9/11 to say, okay, everybody, I just closed the book on America's longest war. Look at me. Look what I've done.
But he didn't because I hope you're paying attention, Boyd, as we move forward the rest of this year. In fact, you're going to see now the Taliban attacking other countries. They're going to attack people, their neighbors. You're going to see that is Joe Biden. That's not Obama. That's not Trump. That's not Clinton. It's the way Joe Biden pulled out. And it's not because he's a Democrat. Okay. It's because he's a jerk.
Yeah, it's who he is. It really is. This failure should not be a surprise to anyone.
So by announcing the exit, the Taliban had time to plan their rakeover, irrespective of what was left. That's bullshit. That's bullshit because if we destroy everything, there's nothing left. You know what? I understand that you want to produce, you want to protect Biden. I get it. He's your guy. I understand. But what you're saying isn't correct. Just because you like him, it's not correct. We never exited any – we didn't exit Hanoi this way. We destroyed everything that we had. We didn't leave the Viet Cong, all of our arms and all of our tanks. We destroyed everything. It's been done this way forever. Joe isn't my guy. Then why are you defending his idiocy right now? Why are you trying to point the blame at other people when he got out of this situation his own way and didn't destroy everything like it was supposed to be done?
This is simply a continuation of 40 years of being on the wrong side of every foreign policy issue that he has touched, albeit this is his most spectacular failure, and he's not done yet.
You know what? I am not blaming this one man for 20 years of war. I am blaming this man for the way he exited Afghanistan this year.
Be very clear. That's what I'm saying. And you know what? I have friends who fought in Afghanistan who are so upset right now because of all the lives that were lost. And this guy just made the Taliban the most powerful. They want to be recognized as a government now in the region because of the way he exited. Not because of the past 20 years of stupid shit that's been done, because of the stupid thing that was done this year by this president. And that's it. I'm not going to even debate it anymore, because if you can't understand that, then we just have to agree to disagree. That's all.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't get out of Afghanistan and leave all this stuff behind. We've never done that anywhere. Name one other country where a president left everything behind for the enemy to have. None.
Hey, closing note. They censored us last week, right? Wait till they get this.
Yeah, they're going to take this show down too now. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. I don't care. You know what? I really don't care. All right, look, that's it. And I have nothing against Boyd. I think that his opinion is legitimate because we have been in the wrong wars for too long. So I agree with him 100%. The only area I disagree is the way we got out of it. It shouldn't have been done that way, and we've never done it that way before in any other situation. All right, that's it for today. Thanks to all of you for participating and making the show more interesting with your questions. Even if we disagree, we are still part of this family. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Supreme Radio. Don't forget to go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about all the good stuff that Rob does. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
All right, so we will see. Oh, wait. I don't want to. Yes, that's right. We can discuss it as men. And that's what we are. And we're going to disagree. But the core values you and I agree on. I do say that. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Take care.